Hey, Wowzer fams, Mindy here. And before we start the show, I have a big, big announcement for you. Reggie, drum roll, please. Guy Raz and I are coming out with a new book. A Wow in the World book. It doesn't come out until early spring, but on Tuesday, October 20th, Guy Raz and I are going to be joining Dennis for a special YouTube live edition of Inside Tinkercast Studios. And on it, we will give you a sneak peek of our new book with an official cover reveal. Because everyone knows you should judge a book by its cover. Okay, scratch that last part. And not only are we giving you a chance at a first peep of our new book, but, and this is a big but, we are going to be answering questions from you. Anything goes. Grown-ups, you can submit your Wowzers questions to Guy Raz and me through email at hello@tinkercast.com. That's hello@tinkercast.com. And for more on our YouTube live cover reveal, just visit tinkercast.com. Also, this Friday and every Friday through the rest of the year, Two What's in a Wow is back with all new episodes. And Wow in the World is back with all new episodes for Season 5 starting next Monday, October 19th. So again, new episodes of Wow in the World on Mondays and new episodes of Two What's in a Wow on Fridays. And it's all happening on this Wow in the World feed. Again, for more on any of this, grown-ups, you can visit tinkercast.com. That's it. And now please enjoy this special encore presentation of one of our favorite episodes, Growling Ghost Crabs. Here we go.
Get ready for an adventure of magnificent proportion.
I don't know what you've been told, but we're in a golden age. So many discoveries that are jumping off the page. Wow in the world. 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 Wow in the world.
Wow in the world. Wow in the world.
Okay, let's see here. One warm glass of oat milk, check. 20 minutes of meditation, check. Alpaca wool pajamas, check. And teeth brushed and flossed, check. All right, all ready for bed. Okay. Hey, Zoodle. Set an alarm for 8 o'clock.
Okay, setting off the fire alarm.
No, Zoodle. Set an alarm for 8 o'clock in the morning. Blah!
I'm sorry, I can't find anyone in your contacts named Blah.
Hello? Is there anyone there? Blah! It's okay. It's probably just the house settling in. Yeah, that'll be it. Maybe some TV will calm me down.
Come to the Spit Take Restaurant for family-friendly atmosphere and our new citrus rind salad with coffee ground compote for the low, low price of just $7.
Coming up this week in sports, the Chili Chopping World Championship is heating up, and Grandma G-Force is here to defend her title against the Chili Chomper from Colorado. Grandma G-Force, what do you have to say?
Well, I tell you, this little mountain boy don't know what he's jumping himself into. And another thing.
Are you spooked by things that go bump, bleh, or grr in the middle of the night?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
If you just screamed yes at your TV, then have no fear. We're here to help with all of your seemingly paranormal problemos. Introducing
Ghost Catchers.
Ghost Catchers?
That's right.
Ghost Catchers.
Don't delay. Pick up the phone and call us today. Hey, that rhymed. Give us a call at 555-555-555-1.
Ghost Catcher!
I know I really shouldn't, but... Blah! Okay, let's see here. 5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-1.
Yeah, hello, Ghost Catchers. You fear 'em, we clear 'em.
Hi, yes. I think I might have a paranormal problemo and...
Not a problem, sir. We'll send over our best ghost catcher right away.
Wait, don't you need my address or... Wow, that was fast. Mindy, what are you doing here? It's the middle of the night.
What do you mean, what am I doing here? You called me.
Wait, what?
Yeah, remember? You fear them, we clear them.
Wait a minute, that was your voice on the commercial? Your Ghost Catchers?
Well, that's what my jacket says. Look, it's got sequins and everything.
Mindy, since when are you an expert in the supernatural?
Since I got my online degree last week. Here, check it out.
Mindy, this is just a napkin with I am qualified written on it.
Yeah, I know. Anywho, you gonna invite Reggie and me inside, or are you just gonna leave us out here in our sparkly jackets?
Reggie is out here too?
Yeah, he's my trainee. He's just grabbing the gear from the ice cream truck. Ghost catching mobile. Oh, excuse me. It'll just be a second. So, can we come in?
Well, I guess so. I mean, I'll take all the help I can get at this point.
After you, Reg. Okay, so, where can we put down our gear?
Oh, just here in the living room is fine. Just make sure to...
Just here, Reg!
Keep it tidy.
Okay, so... What seems to be the problem, Guy Razzi?
Well, Mindy, I know this might sound a little bit silly, but I think my house might be haunted.
That doesn't sound silly, Guy Raz. This sounds silly.
Mindy!
So, what makes you think that your minimalist, Scandinavian-inspired bungalow is, haunted?
Well, I was trying to get to sleep just a few minutes ago, and I kept on hearing... Ah! That!
Okay. Reggie, can you hand me one of those evaluation forms, please, and thank you? Thank you. Okay, let's see here. Paranormal evaluation for one guy. What's your last name again?
Mindy.
Guy Mindy. Funny name. Okay, so how long have you had this property for, sir?
Almost 100 episodes.
Okay, well, the house should have definitely settled in by now.
Okay.
And when was the last time you replaced your frosting?
Frosting? Mindy, my house is not made out of gingerbread and frosting. It's made out of ethically sourced and sustainable timber. Each piece laser cut precisely and shaped perfectly for one another. There's no frosting necessary.
Well, then it must be ghosts. Unless...
Unless what?
Garaz, have you been to the beach recently?
Well, yeah. We just went last week, remember? Just one more seashell and done! A perfect scale model replica of the Empire State Building in sand. Uh-oh, that's not a good sound.
Oh, yeah, it took Reggie and me 2 hours to dig you out from under there.
Well, why are you asking about the beach anyway?
Well, Guy Raz, I think you might actually have ghosts in your house.
What?
Just not the kind you're thinking of.
Not the kind I'm thinking of? Mindy, what in the wow are you talking about?
I'm talking about ghost crabs.
Ghost crabs? Like...
crabs from beyond the grave?
Don't be redonkulous, Guy Raz. You're thinking of zombie crabs. Ghost crabs are a species of crab that get their name from their pale color and the fact that they never reply to their texts.
Really?
Okay, I made up that last part, but they are very pale, and they only come out at night.
Sort of like a ghost.
Exactoritos.
And what would make you think that I have a ghost crab infestation?
Well, they are found all over the American Atlantic coast. And they are known to make some spooky sounds. I agree, Reg. Guy Raz, we're going to have to inspect the entire house before we can say for sure.
Well, okay, why don't we start over here?
Okay, don't mind if I don't. Walk, 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 walk. Hey, Reg, pass me that broomstick over there, will ya?
Broomstick?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my highly sophisticated ghost-catching gadgets.
How does it work?
Well, it's a little complicated, but stay with me. You hold it here like this.
Okay.
And then you knock it on the wall to see if the crab makes that weird noise again like this. Aha! See?
But, Mindy, why do these ghost crabs sound so angry?
Well, maybe they're just a little hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah, you never had a grumbly tummy before?
Well, there was that one time.
You sure you don't want any of this triple caramel tuna fish popcorn, Guy Raz? It's my best combo yet.
No thanks, Mindy. I think I'll pass.
Suit yourself. More for me.
Oh, the movie's starting.
Oh, Guy Raz, was that you?
Shh, be quiet.
Guy Raz, your stomach is making more noise than a cat in a car wash.
Well, I can't help it.
Is there a small lion in here?
Maybe I have had a grumbly tummy once or twice.
Yeah, so these crabs are the same.
Really?
Well, they're the same in that they have grumbly tummies.
Go on.
But they're different in the way that when their stomachs growl, they are 100% in control.
On command stomach growling.
Yep.
So how do they do it?
Well, they do it using the mouth in their stomach.
The mouth in their stomach? Mindy, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ghost crab's gastric mill.
Gastric mill?
Yeah, it's a set of teeth located in the crab's guts that help it to process food. The ghost crab has teeth in its stomach, Guy Raz!
And I guess by grinding these teeth together, they're able to make that growling sound?
Well, according to a recent study by Jennifer Taylor from the Scripps Institute of Oceanography, yes.
Wait a minute. I think I know about this, Mindy. What you're describing is known in the animal kingdom as a vocalization.
A vocalization?
Yes, vocalizations are the sounds that people or animals make to communicate information to one another.
Ah, so like how we're talking to each other right now.
Yes, exactly. Human speech is a great example of vocalization. But it's not just humans that vocalize. Other animals do it too. Birds when they sing, cats when they purr.
Or ghost crabs when they growl.
That's exactly right, Mindy. But how are we going to find these little guys anyway, Mindy?
We're not.
We're not?
Nope. We're going to let them find us.
Well, how?
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. Hey, Reg! Did you bring in my adventure toolkit? Thanks, Reg. Just open this up here. Whoa! Okay! Here they are.
Oh, Mindy, that stinks. What are those things?
What? They're clams.
Clams?
Yep, I use them for after dinner mints.
What?
But they also just so happen to be a ghost crab's favorite food.
Huh, Wait, so we're going to lure them out with these clams?
Yep, and then we're going to catch them with this.
Oh, yeah, another one of your high-tech ghost-catching gadgets, huh?
No, this is just a $2 butterfly net. Here, hold these.
Ugh, gross.
Okay, and just one more thing. Where are they? Ah, got it.
Mindy, what is that?
Melted butter and garlic.
What?
Where are the clams? These crabs are super fancy when it comes to their food.
Why is it in a paper bag?
Because I'm trying to be more eco-friendly. Now hold still while I marinate.
Oh, ah, Mindy, you got the stuff everywhere.
Now, let's get this plated up here. Oh, that's a beautiful presentation.
Mindy, are you using my artisanal dinner plates?
I knew you would want it this way. Now, quick, follow me behind the couch. Walk, 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 walk. Crouch.
Mindy.
Shh, Guy Raz, we have to pay attention. These little crabs are only about 2 inches wide and the same pale color as your pine floorboards. So we have to pay attention if we want to... Ooh, there's a couple over there!
Oops. Mindy!
I can fix that! Ah, it touched me! Catch! Got him! Quick, Guy Raz, pass me that bucket!
Bucket?
Yeah, the bedazzled one in the toolkit!
I got it.
Okay, on the count of three, ready, three. Nice work, Guy Raz. I should make you an honorary ghost catcher. I do have a spare jacket in the van.
No thanks, Mindy. I'm fine.
Aw, look at these little ghosty crabbies. They're so cute with their little claws and their six pudgy little legs. Their adorable little exoskeleton. Oh, you're a cute ghosty crabby, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Ah, maybe not that cute.
Whoa, Mindy, did you just see that?
See what?
When that ghost crab made its creepy little growling noise?
Yeah?
It looked as though it was using its claws to make the noise, but I thought you said that they made that noise with their stomachs.
Well, it's kind of both.
Both?
Yeah, so those researchers I was telling you about earlier, they found that these crabs make those noises when they're put under hostile situations.
You mean like being trapped in my walls or being scooped up into a bedazzled beach bucket?
Exactly. Or in the wild when they're being approached by another crab or a predator.
They'll make this noise?
Yeah, to try and scare them off.
Like when other animals growl like a dog?
Exactoritos. They have these little bristles on each of their claws that they rub together to make... that sound.
So where does the grumbly tummy come in?
Well, the researchers observed or noticed that there was a second sound coming from the crabs when they made this growling noise. And that second sound was coming from inside the crab.
So how did these researchers figure out that it was the crab's weird mouth stomach that was making all this sound?
Well, they found out using a scientific tool called a laser Doppler vibrometer.
Oh, I think I've heard of it before, Mindy. It's a scientific tool that uses lasers to measure how much something is vibrating.
Exactly. And by using this tool, they were able to see that the part of the crab that was vibrating the most...
and therefore making that secondary noise...
was the crab's stomach!
So, Mindy, if these crabs are already able to make this noise with their big, scary claws, why do they also need to growl with their stomachs?
Well, the researchers think that these crabs might use the sound of their claws to scare off opponents from a distance. But the stomach growling? Well, that's for when things get up close and personal.
Uh-huh.
Well, we better get these little cuties back to the Atlantic where they belong. Thank you once again for choosing Ghost Catchers. What? Oh, yeah, and don't forget to rate us on Welp.
Well, Well, thank you once again, Mindy. I can finally sleep soundly.
It's not a problem, sir. Just doing not my job. Hey, Reg, fire up the van.
Ah, finally, some peace and quiet. Mindy, wait, Mindy, come back!
Wow in the World will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
The past is never past, and every headline has a history.
I'm Ramtin Arablouei.
I'm Rund Abdelfattah, and we're the hosts of Throughline, NPR's history podcast.
Each week, we go back in time to better understand the present,
bringing lesser-known stories and perspectives to the surface.
Subscribe and listen to Throughline from NPR.
That's it! Back to the show!
Wow in the World. After the beep, get ready to record.
Hi, my name is Finn, and I live in Northern California, and my wow in the world is that when the astronauts from the Apollo missions were sent to the moon, they left their poo and pee in plastic bags there. I love your show. Say hi to Reggie for me.
Hi, Mindy. Hi, Guy Raz. My name is Nina, and I'm from Chilliwack, Canada. Did you know that in some Asian countries, people harvest coffee beans from cat poo? Love your show. Say hi to Reggie and Dennis, the best person in the world.
Aww. Hey, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Madden, and I'm from Seattle, Washington. My wow in the world is that by terraforming, which is like transforming a part of a planet to another, there's a possibility we could live on Mars. Isn't that crazy?
Hi, my name is Josie. I live in Belmont, Massachusetts. And my wow in the world is that jellyfish lay their eggs on top of water so other predators don't get to eat it. And hi, Grandma DeForest.
Anybody wanna arm wrestle?
And Reggie.
Hi, my name is Benjamin. I live in Knoxville, Tennessee. And my wow is that there's a mountain on Mars and Mount Everest is shorter than Earth.
Hi, my name is Grace and I live in Allen, Texas. And my wow in the world is that cheetahs have lines on their face to keep the sun out of their eyes. Bye, Mindy and Guy Raz.
I'm Penny. I live in Baltimore, Maryland. Did you know that jellyfish don't have eyes, ears, or a brain? Isn't that weird? Say hi to Reggie, annoying Dennis and Mindy for me.
Hi!
Dennis!
Hi, I'm Max. I'm from Lakewood, Washington, and my wow in the world is that there are more stars in the universe than grains of sand on Earth. And by the way, Reggie... Bye.
End of messages.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for hanging out with us this week on Wow in the World.
And to keep the wow rolling, check out this week's scientific conversation starters at our website, wowintheworld.com.
And grown-ups, there you can find more info on how your kids can become members of the World Organization of Wowzers, shop our Wow Shop, upload photos and videos to us, and check dates for our upcoming live events. That's wowintheworld.com.
Our show is produced by Jed Anderson,
who provides the bells, whistles, and silly characters. Say hello, Jed.
Hello.
Our show is written by me, Guy Raz, and Thomas Van Kalken, who also provides silly characters. Tom?
Hello there.
Thanks also to Jessica Bode, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Kit Ballinger, and Alex Curley. Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the WOW at Tinkercast.
Our theme song was composed and performed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And grown-ups, you can follow WOW in the World on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WOW in the World. And our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big WOW to share with us, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW for a chance to be featured at the end of the show.
Also, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to Wow in the World on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, leave us a few stars, a review, or just tell a friend about the show.
Thanks again for listening, and until next time,
keep on wowing. Jinx!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.
What does it take to really make amends? And how should we navigate our digital spaces? I'm Anoush Zomorodi. Each week on NPR's TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey with TED speakers who help us answer some of life's biggest questions. Join us. Listen now.